Hello again, basketball gamers, and welcome to episode number 190 of the NLC podcast. Yes, episode number 190, just 10 off the 200. Man, that only seems like yesterday since we did the 100th episode, but coming up on the big 200 mark. And this is our year in review show. I'm Andrew, with you as always. With me as always is Ben, also known as Arcane.
Hey everyone, how you doing?
And what a year. What a year, Ben.
I know. We keep the streak alive, this almost making it at a perfect 50.
We did, you know, we are taking a break next week, so we will actually take the first break we have all year. Last year we kind of had a bit of a, not a bad run with the show, but we did have some issues, as I think I mentioned on last week's show, some personal issues here and there, some health issues, and we missed about a month as the games were coming out around about last year, but We were dedicated at the beginning of this year, were we not, Ben, that we said we're going to try and do this every single week and you know, really commit ourselves to this weekly show.
Yeah, I think we've done bloody well.
I think so. The numbers have been up all year. That's been, you know, really flattering to see, and we're glad that you're tuning in and sending in the you know, the mailbag question, the topic suggestions. Definitely keep that coming in 2017. But we wanted to take this last show. You know, it's the holiday season. Everything's slowing down news-wise, so we basically wanted to take this week and just reflect a bit on the year and look ahead to 2017 and some interesting news stories this year, Ben.
Yeah, it's been a surprising year this year. So let's reminisce.
Let's reminisce indeed, and maybe hand out a couple of awards along the way. Obviously, we are a site about basketball video games. I know, shocking. if you've come across the NLC podcast thinking that it's something to do with soccer or something like that on iTunes, hello. We're actually about basketball video games. If in case the basketball gamers intro didn't tip you off in the introduction there. But so the first thing I guess that we could kind of name is the basketball game of the year. And, you know, there's only one game that's been released this year, obviously, NBA 2K17, but we were playing a bit of Live 16 and NBA 2K16 as well, you know, at the beginning of the year, so we've kind of had the two or three games that we've been cycling through as the year has come and the new ones come out, and of course, new games aren't always better than the last one, so, you know, it doesn't always surpass it, but as far as the games we've been playing, what would be your pick for your game of the year, basketball-wise?
Live 17, 2K17, sorry. Yeah, I can give it, but there's still elements of 2K16, I think, especially in regards to the whole pro-am, like, elements with pro-am that I think was a bit better in terms, especially with the customization element.
Yeah.
But, yeah, given the few things that a couple of the new things that were in the pro-am side of things that were better implemented in 2K17 was obviously you know, being able to shoot around in the gym part while games load and all that stuff, obviously the stats stuff that they've done, but yeah, it's with 2K16 there's the customization factor, which was the big selling point for it. That for me was a lot better in 2K16. 2K17 so far has had a better story for my career in that, and like some of the elements of the grinding of the training sessions and that is a little bit better than last year. But yeah, there's still probably a little mixed bag, but probably still edges out in favor of 2K17 in this sense. It's probably in regards to how you can only max up to like a 95, and then you have to go onto the whole park element to get to like a 98 or something like that. That's probably the only downer part in that element. But
they've definitely introduced some things with that customization and the paywall on certain moves as well that were free. The greater emphasis on microtransactions in 2K17, or so it feels anyway. There's definitely elements of this year's game I don't like, but I too, for the reasons that you've outlined, would have to give it to 2K17. I've really been enjoying my time with the game, both my career and 2K Pro-Am, as much as we complain about Pro-Am sometimes, obviously, and the issues with the customization, which I think were a mistake, at least giving some basic logo importing at the pro level or whatever would have been nice. Talked about that at length, of course, but yeah, the story being so much better, the controls being a lot smoother. There are some frustrating things with the defensive AI. I do hope that future patches do resolve it. As we said in last week's show, I am guessing that a few more patches will be coming. But yeah, I do have to give the game to 2K17. It improved in various key areas. I think it is my favorite of the current generation so far.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of them. Yeah. Given the fact that, you know, the two modes that I've been heavily engaged in, obviously the last 2 years, and it's definitely probably the better of it. But yeah, just those few small things that we've sort of talked about probably have hindered a little bit, but to make it an even greater experience than it was. So hopefully next year for 2K18 and that, some of those little quirks and stuff like that, hopefully, and that will be resolved and the game will be even greater again.
Absolutely. And I think I'll be spending a lot of time with 2K17 over the holiday season, thinking of finally starting that My League game. So I've been talking about it for weeks, and I've kind of wanted to get to a point in my career and everything where I can kind of put it aside, maybe even finish it, and then so I can kind of relax, ask for that trade to the Bulls, and then just play, mess around with that second year. And you know, I think at this point I've really upgraded my player so much that it's pretty good for Pro-Am. You know, I'm a 93 overall at the moment, so there's not as much pressure to really upgrade at the moment. Well, I'd still like to be that 95, just to get there. But in event, I'm sure we'll both be playing 2K17 for quite a few months to come. 2K16, probably the second. Live 16, look, I've had some fun with Live 16, but the support for it really tapered off as obviously they looked ahead to NBA Live Mobile and revamping things for Live 17, which we'll talk a little bit about in a moment. But yeah, I think 2K17 has to be my basketball game of the year of the three that I spent significant time with.
Yeah, I mean, with Live 16, and I had some good moments as well. One of my favorite plays is this one misdirection play that I did in a fast break situation, and that a play that I uploaded onto YouTube, and that, and yeah, it's still one of my favorite plays I've done. I've had some great fun moments in Life's version of Pro-Am, and that. There's a couple of things that I liked in that as opposed to 2K's version of Pro-Am. You know, the fact that you can just go in by yourself, you don't have to have a minimum of three players kind of thing is great. And the fact that, you know, you can have like NBA players on your team or something like that is kind of cool. The courts and variety and stuff like that and location varieties is really cool. And yeah, even the reward element with the two forms of reward that you get in Live's version, it has been better in that sense, because you can customize quicker or not have to sort of go, oh, if I want to upgrade my player in a attribute, but I also want to, you know,
get some gear. Yeah,
get some gear. You don't have to sacrifice in that. You can go, okay, well, with this funding form or this reward format, I can get this, and with this reward format, I can actually upgrade that. So that's a great system, and I like that. So yeah,
it's a situation where I think both companies should borrow from each other. I'd like to see Live have something like 2K Pro-Am as well as what they're doing with Live Pro-Am, so they've got kind of the street version and the NBA version, kind of like what 2K has done with My Park and Pro-Am. But sort of they could do it under the heading of Live Pro-Am, since in Live Pro-Am you've got the Summer Circuit and what's the other one? Live Run. So if you have a few modes under Live Pro-Am, accounting for both the street ball and more of the NBA oriented, where you can have a squad and customize things a little bit like you can in 2K Pro-Am, I think that'd be great. And like you say, if 2K were to then take the two currency options, and so that VC was used, you know, that you, for one and then another, you know, they call it reward points, RP, in Live. So if there was another kind of currency there in 2K, I think
they kind of do it like my team points, don't they?
Oh, they do have my team points. They do have MT in my team.
So they could, in theory, do something very similar in that sort of sense.
That's true. It's just I think the microtransactions make them so much money with my career in Pro-Am.
That's what I imagine. But yeah, in theory, they can do it. They kind of do it, just not in the mode that we'd like it in.
The mode that we're playing ourselves, yeah. But it definitely is good for my team, absolutely. So I guess that's our game of the year. Definitely had a lot of fun, more fun to have, as we talk about, again, our week in basketball gaming each and every week here on the NLSC podcast. Lots of Pro-Am, the NLSC Thrill Ho. I am glad we came up with the NLSC Thrill Ho.
Same.
Simpsons reference. I know Leo wasn't a fan at first, but come on. That's a quality Simpsons reference right there. And right around Christmas time, because remember that was a Christmas episode.
Yes, get me Bone Storm or go to hell. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Win a Pro-Am game or go to hell.
I can't wait till we can hopefully get to the full customization stage with the whole stadium and have, you know, with the whole Dorna banner things. Because I want to have like a Millhouse one with that scene.
Yeah. I think somewhere like on the, even just for a game on the backboard, it should just say Welcome Thrill Ho. In that computer font, that old school computer font or something. Yeah. Hopefully we get to that point, because that'd be pretty funny.
I agree.
So we've had a lot of news items this year, big news in the community, in basketball gaming. I guess one of the big things, I suppose, is the delay for NBA Live 17, and it remains to be seen how that's going to play out. It is scheduled for quarter one next year, so I guess within the next 3 months we'll start hearing about the game and then seeing it come out, and hopefully it will be that next jump and the success, more success with the series, bring it back to where it needs to be. Remains to be seen what they're going to do next year, whether they're going to do some kind of Live 17 in quarter one, and then if they're still going to do a bigger release or something later in the year. We don't know yet. We're still waiting for that information, as I said. But yeah, waiting for Live 17. I think it took some of us by surprise. Because of the way they've been building over the last few years, and I guess most of us are still trying to stay optimistic about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of just been thinking about it over the last few minutes, and it's whether Live 17 would be more of like a play now sort of thing, like a sort of game. Maybe a couple of little things, but probably not too heavy in terms of game modes and stuff like that. And then, if they do like the full Live 18 full-blown release and all that stuff, then it will probably have everything in it.
Which they definitely have to do a full-blown release at some point with all those features, the roster editing, Deep Dynasty, Deep Rising Star. But if they did kind of a cut-down, like it would have to be digital only, I would imagine, if they do that. And certainly at a cheaper price point. Or maybe just like an Ultimate Team game, an extension of the card game with more gameplay, with like mobile game with more gameplay, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, even if there's, I think if they have like three modes in it, one like sort of full play now sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, yep.
An online element.
Definitely, yep.
Yeah, maybe something light with the sort of creative player, whether it's sort of like another version of the Pro-Am and all that stuff where, you can have your sort of created self in that. Maybe the fourth, sort of being that sort of card My Team sort of, not My Team,
Ultimate Team
feature in it. So, if they did something like that and maybe relatively light, but, there'd still be something in there, something that adds a bit of variety instead of just like, what else is there to do? If they had a little, again, a practice mode sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then I think it'd be okay.
And of course, enhanced gameplay. Something that says, we've got this gameplay, we're working on the modes. When we get the full game, if this is what they're doing, of course, once we get the fully fleshed out NBA Live 18 with all these modes, this is the kind of gameplay you're going to have. And that's what they really need to impress with.
Yeah. And that's just what I was building up to and that sort of thing. Yeah, and, definitely have a full foundation of the whole gameplay and stuff like that. And then obviously it'd be a good opportunity to sort of go, okay, this is where we're at so far. What do we need to tweak? So, and again, they can sort of relay the information. It'd sort of be a large open beta in that sort of thing. And that way, so when Live 18 comes out, it's like they can have like that next 6 months, 7 months, or whatever, they get 8 months to really fine tune the gameplay, get it really solid. Any, you know, if there's still little minor animation tweaks and stuff like that, we can address those sort of things. So yeah, it just have something solid in that sort of sense, and say, but still be able to, even if it's a light, relatively light game, have something that will still surprise us in a good way. And I was like, oh, well, this is really cool. We can see that there's been a lot of work, even in this certain stage.
Definitely.
If they're going this sort of this route where it might be, yeah, might be something like that. So yeah, that's what I'm hoping to see and looking forward to potentially knowing more in probably the coming few weeks.
And I mean, it's always hard with Live. I mean, Live has such a reputation. They've had a couple of cancelled games. A couple of games have been delayed before. So, you know, obviously they're going to have to prove that they are coming out with a game. You know, they keep talking about it. At this point, take that at face value until we hear otherwise. But, you know, it is still a bit of an uphill battle for Live, and I really am hoping that they can make it, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's going to be the situation where they're going to create that goodwill with the brand, and they've been doing a lot of that with NBA Live Mobile, but, yeah, they sort of really have to... Live 17 really has to make an impact in some way, and it's definitely challenging when you've already got 2K17 out and very well received, as we said, and, you know, already out as the game, and it's coming out a few months into the season, but... You know, I think there's a method to the madness. And, you know, I do hope that they succeed. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's coming.
Yeah, I mean, I could throw this out there that, you know, the fact that 2K17 has been out already for a fair while, and the fact that it was released like a month before the season started, you know, people playing it already for so long by that stage, you know, that sense of needing something new is... So it's kind of a good window...
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And we have seen people express, you know, disappointment with 2K17 and hope for Live. So it's the door hasn't been slammed shut on it. You know, they have that chance to impress. And I hope they can, you know, really take advantage of that chance.
Yeah, you know, just sort of something, yeah, so something that feels fresh for a few minutes. You know, again, just sort of like a little bit of change. You can't have vanilla all the time in that sort of sense. Yeah. You might want a bit of chocolate, you might want a bit of strawberry, you might want a bit of Rambo or mint choc chip and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, just something for a little bit of variety in that. So yeah, like I said, I think there's a good window opportunity for them right there to come in and sort of provide something that's fresh and new in that sort of thing.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Ben challenging Clark Kellogg with the food analogies, by the way. But no, I definitely agree. Yeah, the variety. Keeping 2K honest, you know, we talk about the microtransactions. You know, they can sort of have, as long as they've got no competition and the big market share, they can kind of do whatever in that respect. So people ask, why do we need Live? Live should just go away. Hey, even if you don't want to play Live yourself, having that strong competitor keeps both companies honest. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So that's definitely what needs to happen. And as we've said before, fingers crossed, we'll cover the news certainly as it comes, and might be right around the corner now.
Yeah, I'm really hoping within the next month. I'm really hoping the month. Because I figured probably a couple of weeks after the start of January. So mid-January, so yeah.
Sounds about right. I think that was your prediction. If it wasn't December, it was going to be sort of mid-January. Seems pretty... about a month's time, so we shall see. We'll certainly cover it and have plenty to discuss, hopefully, in about a month or so. So speaking of 2K17 and the, you know, and previous seasons, a very delayed preview season was the other big story of this past year in basketball gaming. You know, it took a while for us to actually get some previews that came through, you know, fast and hot in that final few weeks before the release, but most of the previous season was kind of hyping the pre-order bonuses and getting people to pre-order a game they didn't really hear about, and it kind of led to a bit of a bad feeling between the company and gamers thanks to some very questionable remarks by the community managers, as we've discussed a couple of times on the podcast. And that was kind of the big story, that 2K, you know, the fan-friendly company and everything, was kind of not necessarily treating the fans very well.
Yeah, and you know, kind of disappointing in that sort of sense. You know, it was it wasn't needed, and if it was like an couple of things, you know, if there was like an in-group conversation kind of thing, or in-joke sort of thing between the few people, and that it wasn't perceived very well, and I guess if the community, not knowing the context, if this was like an inside joke sort of thing with some of the comments between the two comments of the community manager and the other person, and that, then yeah, it wasn't a good thing in that sort of thing, and it was a
bad look for the, you know, it reflected badly on the product, which is a fantastic product, as we've said, but the first one seemed to be a bit of a joke, some banter that really didn't come off very well. Tweet ended up getting deleted. Other ones certainly very more pointed and not showing goodwill or much respect to the consumers at all. Another reason I hope that Live can make a strong comeback, so that, you know, you can't treat people like dirt when they dare to question why we haven't heard anything about the game. And you know, the spin was that, you know, they're always late in releasing information, which they are. But even if, you know, Pastor Padre went back and compared to the 2K16 preview season, and we were still hearing snippets like really early on. Not all the detailed stuff did come later, but there were still snippets much earlier. And you know, all we heard for months was the pre-order bonuses, and it wasn't a good look. Fortunately, the game turned out well, as I knew it would and figured it would. But yeah, it was. There's certainly some rude comments made, and I'm sure that as a community manager, you get a lot of rude comments directed at you. But I think you have, you know, as the professional there, and the brand, you know, a brand officer or whatever you want to call yourself, I think you got to rise above that and do better. You know, that's the way PR works. That's the way, PR. Yeah. It's just the way the PR works and customer service works.
Yeah. And I was going to go to a point with regards to things. It's just lost it. The whole train of thought of where I was going to say what I was going to say. That's embarrassing.
Well, what were you thinking of that? We should note that once the preview season did start to roll around, we got some pretty exciting news with expansion teams finally getting into the game. That was very cool. Yeah. I know that with the logo importing and everything, that's definitely been well received. Kenny, of course, is doing his Seattle Supersonics bi-league, which you can check out in the stories section. And I know that Leo Valor is also doing one with a rival team to the Chicago Bulls. So check those stories out. And a lot of people, that's been very popular, expansion teams. So that's a very welcome addition. And of course, the change in my career, as well. And, you know, the announcement of Michael B. Jordan and the way it was going to be the orange juice. Mixed feelings on that, obviously, as we discussed before. But, you know, once we started getting the news, there was some really good stuff that we started hearing about the game. And fortunately, it did pan out. But, yeah, it was. It took a while for us to get to that good news, though.
Yeah, and I just remembered while I was, you know, with the whole pre-order thing, you know. Yeah, the fact that we didn't hear anything for so long, and people were asking, you know, because they, you know, money is tight for a lot of people, and consumers, you know, we want to be savvy as much as we can, and we want to know what we're buying into, and aside from just, you know, some new hat items, I suppose, you know, we're wanting to know more, obviously know more in terms of depth and new modes potentially that were in the game and changes and stuff that have been made. I mean, we know that 2K generally do a lot of good work and implement a lot of modes and that, but yeah, it was just really weird how quiet that they were about all this stuff, considering, again, compared to what they were like last year with the whole Pro-Am stuff and how you can really customize and all that stuff. There wasn't that really hard sell on that stuff this year.
No.
They just sort of, yeah, when there was even polite questions about, oh, you know, kind of wanting to know a little bit more or something, a little bit, just to sort of verify and that. And even with the expansion stuff as well, you know, we were looking at potentially doing something that would have been cool. We couldn't even find out that we couldn't even do it until we actually had the game in our hands. That was just
the communication has definitely gone downhill, unfortunately.
It took a real backward step, and considering what had happened in the previous year, where I felt it was probably one of 2K's best and more surprising years in terms of the information that they had and how they were rolling it out.
Absolutely.
Two steps backwards in terms of that this year in the information and PR stuff. So hopefully it improves it for next year.
And the attitude reflects badly on the product, as I said, does not do the product justice. I don't think 2K has been done such an injustice since they released demos, the stripped down demos they used to release. they didn't do the game justice of how good those games were, those demos, and certainly this didn't. But it all turned out for the best. But the attitude was disturbing to see, and they made us wait. Fortunately, we got some good news out of it, and as we said, a great game. Not a perfect game, certainly no game is, and we have our quibbles with 2K17. As we have said before, and guess we'll continue to mention from time to time as we continue to play it. But yeah, it turned out well, but it was a bit of a shame to see all the same.
Yeah.
Of course, Kobe Bryant is on the special edition this year, which is why I didn't get the special edition. I mean, I have more incentive to get Michael Jordan special edition. Kobe, fantastic player, just not one of my favorites. Also, was trying to be more savvy with money, as you said, Ben. You know, that's one of the reasons why people did want to, you know, make sure they were getting value for money with the pre-orders. But Kobe was on the special edition. He retired after 20 seasons in the league. That's another big story this year. And same off-season, Tim Duncan retired. Kevin Garnett retired. Duncan played 19 years for the Spurs. KG played 21 seasons for the Timberwolves. Timberwolves, Celtics, Nets, and then back to the Timberwolves again. So great to see him finish his career there. Kind of wanted to see him break the record with 22 seasons, but you know what? He's probably done his duty. Time to call it a day. And Ray Allen officially retired as well. So all those class of 95, 96, and 97, you know, that almost stuck around 20 years, or did stick around 20 years in the case of a couple of them, calling it a day and making me feel old.
I know. I feel just turning 35 just recently, so yeah.
Absolutely, and happy birthday again.
Thank you very much, appreciate that.
And of course, once again, if you want to send your belated birthday presents or early Christmas presents to Ben, send him a private message in the forum. the postage details or a PayPal address. but some big names there that's a pretty good Hall of Fame class in 5 years' time. I think all of those guys should be first ballot.
No question.
And once again, yes, Kobe on the cover of 2K17 Special Edition, or the Legend Edition and Legend Gold Edition, which had even more VC and collectibles. As it turned out, I got a Kobe hat. The game had a new hat. the JB Hi-Fi pre-order for the PS4 version had a hat, so there you go.
I actually tried to get one, but the store that I pre-ordered, they weren't too sure if it was for the people who just pre-ordered the Kobe version, or if it was for all pre-ordered versions. So
yeah, it must have just been.
Unfortunately, I didn't get a new hat. I was like, oh.
Ben doesn't have a new hat.
No. it's,
you are the same old Ben. No new hat at all. But you come up with more lines than the talking Malibu Stacy. Fortunately. So, obviously, big news there in the NBA, and a bit of a power vacuum with the star power. Lots of stars, you know, coming up. The big, you know, in the finals, the 3-1 comeback for the Cavaliers. The Cleveland winning their first NBA championship and the first championship in pro sports, in major pro sports, in what, 52 years?
Yeah, I think it was 52 years, which is a pretty long dry spell.
It is, and you know, LeBron delivered his promise, and it turned out to be a pretty exciting finals when it all came down. Probably not so much for Warriors fans, although hopefully could at least enjoy some of the 3-1 cover. They got Durant, of course. That was the other big story in the NBA offseason. So pretty decent consolation prize to have another shot at it this year with an even better super team than they had. So I think Warriors fans are kind of happy about their chances of competing for the next little while. So more so than my Bulls, and I guess your Heat after the breakup there. Kind of a bit of mediocrity going on there, but Finally, I get to enjoy Dwayne Wade in Chicago. So, lot of movement this offseason, too. It was a very wild and wacky offseason. Dwight Howard returning home to Atlanta, and yeah, it's a bit of a interesting start to the season as well. So, interesting times in the NBA, the real NBA, as much as gaming, I guess.
Yeah. Conley's surprising contract.
Was the biggest per year deal, or no? It's the biggest biggest contract ever. LeBron is the biggest per year deal now, beating out Jordan's, I believe, when he got the $100 million over 3 years, and that's just going to skyrocket once the new CBA comes in, I have to imagine.
Imagine what Jordan would get now in that if that new CBA agreement.
It couldn't pay him enough. I don't think.
Just take it all.
Not a salary cap big enough. Well, you know, you look at his endorsements. Like, well, I'll sacrifice here because I'm still. I think he's the only athlete that's actually made more in endorsements after he retired.
Yeah.
You know, or as much. Like, his earning has not dropped off. That's why he's a billionaire. It's incredible.
I know. It's interesting because we made a comment. I think even earlier this year, you know, there was that whole article that he, you know, he wouldn't do a deal for less than such and such amount.
Less than $10 million. Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out he actually refused a $80 million headphone contract because he doesn't like headphones.
Right.
He doesn't use them. So, yeah.
So, for all the people saying he's a sellout with no integrity, you know. of course, he can probably afford to turn down that kind of money when he's got all the money coming in, I guess you could say. But, hey. He's got a valuable brand, you know, and he's been smart about it. When you see a lot of the former NBA players who are, you know, bankrupt and everything, you know, you got to look at someone like Jordan and say, hey, he could have squandered his money. Mike Tyson did. You know, there've been other huge names in sports who have squandered their money and, you know, entertainment industry and everything. So, you know, he's looked after his brand and it's certainly paid off. You know,
for sure.
To the tune of being a billionaire and the first former player to be the majority owner of a team, the Charlotte Hornets, of course. So, just looking at some of the other stories to reflect upon this year, of course, the All-Star Game moved. It was originally going to be in Charlotte, but of course, the controversy over the bathroom bill, I guess, for lack of a, I forget the actual, you know, name.
I can't remember its actual name.
The actual number, proposition, whatever. But certainly the controversy, that feeling, you know, there's anti LGBTQI plus. I think I've got the right acronym
it
gets there.
Longer every time I hear it.
It's certainly trying to be more inclusive. I think that's why the plus is there. But certainly it was against specifically transgender, trans rights, and the NBA, like many businesses, did withdraw from North Carolina over the bill and have moved it to Louisiana, New Orleans, of course. So from one team that was the Hornets to the team that used to be the Hornets for a while. So it's moved to there again. And I think Jordan himself was very understanding, released a statement, you know, saying, you know, understand the NBA's, you know, thing. And we also want to be inclusive in the organization. So there was no ill feeling within the Hornets. So at least certainly not from the man signing all the checks, so to speak.
Sure.
So it's going to be in New Orleans again.
Yeah, but it looks like it could potentially return in 2019, from memory, to Charlotte.
And I think Cleveland might be looking at next year, mightn't they, 2018? Cleveland is looking to get it back. They're renovating the arena, the Q, so that they can host it again. The last time they hosted would have been 97, the 50th anniversary of the league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Back when it was the Gund Arena.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if I can't remember who I remember hearing was trying to go for it. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Cleveland would.
It's kind of good to see some more East teams hosting, actually, because for a while the West was hosting all of them. So
yeah, I think it was like 9 or something.
They kind of did like 3 in a row, and then it really went a lot, and they did a couple in LA, and of course they, you know, LA, pretty good city to host in, and you look at a lot of the teams in the East. Sort of in that time, the winter is very, you know, cold and snow and everything. Chicago, for example, hasn't hosted since '88, but you know, the weather not necessarily great in the Chicago weather in winter to actually be hosting an event like that. But even though it is indoors, you know, certainly the weather can close down streets and whatnot. But yeah, it is great to see some East teams hosting again. But so that was a big story, and obviously a lot of controversy. We try not to be political or anything on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, I do like that the NBA stands up for, you know, what it believes in, and does take social stands. I mean, it tries to be a diverse league and everything. So yeah,
I think it was warranted. I just because the branding and everything that they had already for it,
it was cool. Really, yeah,
it was great. And but yeah, it was a moral decision in terms of a human rights violation in terms of in that sense. So well,
I mean, when it comes down to it,
a discrimination factor.
Discrimination. And you know, people say, well, they have a right to pass this legislation and whatever, and businesses have the right to withdraw support and say, okay, well, you know, we choose who to and not to do business with. I mean, that's just the way, you know, a free society works. If you don't, you know, if you can't agree on things. But hopefully, you know, on the greater political system that's worked out in the future, you know, obviously the tragic event, the shooting in Orlando, you know, we don't want to see any kind of that violence. You know, just we realize that these are heated topics and that people have different opinions on the matter and beliefs and such, but I don't think any of us can justify violence, although some people sadly try to.
There's no pleasure, really.
No. On a happier note, Isaiah Austin, who was... it looked like his career did in fact end before it started. He was ceremonially drafted by the NBA in 2015?
I think it might be 15.
But he was picked in a ceremonial pick with the NBA after his condition looked like it would prevent him from ever playing professional basketball. Now looks like that he might get that chance again, maybe even get back to the NBA one day. So yeah, that was a feel-good story to see that came full circle and that he might still be able to pursue his dream.
Yeah, you know, given that how... what's the word I'm looking for in returns in regards to this, the condition he had, and how absolutely rare, and the symptoms of it too, it was like, yeah, it was a surprise. And yeah, not a condition I'd been really... been aware of before, but hearing some of the side effects to it and things that can happen is pretty scary.
Absolutely, you know, it's a hell of a thing to be diagnosed with at such a young age, and you know, obviously have to do the right thing, and much like Chris Bosh at the moment, put your life ahead and, you know, well-being ahead of a dream. And of course, Chris Bosh has already, you know, made, you know, fulfilled his dream in many respects, but. You know, whereas Isaiah Austin still trying to get that chance to play Pro Bowl, but, you know, but still having to have a dream cut short or not getting there because of at such a young age you get this terrible diagnosis. But it sounds like good news. So wish him all the best, obviously.
I hope he gets his chance. I hope a team does. And I hope that the league will allow him to be, I suppose, drafted again in terms of that way you can find out where his sort of stand.
To actually declare for the draft, also, yeah.
With the contract stuff as well, makes it easier for him to get that sort of kind of... to kind of get a...
Like a guaranteed...
Yeah, exactly.
And it could be a big deal with the new CBA as well, so...
Yeah, not a bad time to come back.
Not at all. Might be some good money in the NBA if you're talented and willing to put in the hard work. So the other final big story we want to focus on before we look ahead to 2017, big thing for the site in 2016 is that we moved hosts. I think I've pretty much told the story about the time it was happening, but basically our former host who had been hosting us free of charge in exchange for ad space for about 8 years, you know, and shout out to Matt for everything that he's done for us, absolutely appreciate it, but he was looking to get out of the game, get into something else, and he was closing down his hosting services. Originally, we were going to get picked up by another network, but then apparently we were too big for them to handle. Kind of flattering in a way, I guess, to be said that, you know, we're, you know, that significant and bigger site. But that meant we had to look for our own hosting and actually pay for it for the first time, I think, probably since the very early days before we actually needed to really have dedicated hosting. And because of all the files, the uploads we have in the download section, we do need dedicated hosting. You know, your $10 a month basic hosting from those services, even the best services, they're just not going to cut it. It has to be a dedicated server, which we have. Because it was very stressed. I had kind of a stressful year in some respects, which I won't get into on our podcast. But one of the things was the possibility that we'd have to really scale back or even shut down the NLSC. It really was that close in June or early June when I heard about it. And stressful few weeks trying to find the host and that it was going to be affordable and making sure that we were actually going to be able to fund it. We do have some crowdfunding things going, and any kind of donations we certainly appreciate. We'd have secured for the moment funding to keep us running each month and everything, and paying the bills and having some to put away in case we do need to have some stored up to pay a few bills in the future. But for now we do seem to be set, so thanks again to Matt. We have some really good hosting now, some fantastic hosting in fact. I don't think we've had any real downtime, in fact, since we switched to the new host. Some great techs working on it there, really helped with the move. It was stressful. There was a lot of things went wrong at every turn, it seemed. But we finally got it, finally ironed it all out. Everything is working fine. And that was a big, for me, Ben, having put so many hours into the site, having run it for 15 years, for it to go down the tubes, potentially, it was heartbreaking to even think about. But, we managed to get it together. We moved. We're on the new, some teething problems and everything. But, hey, we're here and we expect to be around for a while yet. And I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I remember, how much short notice you essentially got to about the changes and stuff like that.
About a month, I had to sort of get it all. And we had to go because if I didn't get by the date, we would have lost everything.
Yeah.
So I was definitely working hard to try and find it, find this thing. So, and again, thank you to everyone who has made the contributions. We've had some very generous contributions to help pay the bills in the early on, but while we were still securing the funding for the site. We definitely appreciate the ongoing support on the Patreon. Probably we'll push it every now and again. You can check the links on both the main page and in the forum. If you can, chip in every so often. I actually thought, Ben, that we might have a more of a negative reaction when I asked for it, because we haven't really asked for donations before. I realized the controversy in doing it, the e-begging, the whole stigma against it. It's something I do not take lightly, and certainly that's why I greatly appreciate the people who have contributed. Thought long and hard about even asking in the first place, because it is a big thing, but being a non-profit site, we need to find a way to raise money to pay the bills for dedicated hosting, which is more expensive. Again, we have secured that seemingly for the meantime, and hopefully that sticks and continues. Well, I'm optimistic that it will. It certainly was. I was expecting some few negative reactions, which is why I kind of had the FAQ, one of the questions in there preempting that and saying, hey, look, we understand how controversial this is, but as it turned out, everyone who could support was very supportive. There was no one, who didn't seem to understand. So it made me feel really good about the community and made me realize that, I think we've done a good enough job that we can ask people for a bit of help and say that we, having the issues or whatever, and that everyone was understanding during the move and whatever, and to see people, really happy that we were continuing and continuing to be able to do even bigger and better things. Very heartwarming, again, that because of all the work we put in, that it's so appreciated. So thank you so much, everyone, to the support for what was a difficult time, but turned out to be pretty good in the end. So it did have a happy ending.
Yeah, and again, thank you for all the work you've done, Andrew, on the site and maintaining it and running it as smooth as possible. And given that short period where it was a mad rush, essentially, to get everything done, seeing how stressed and stuff you were for those few weeks until we were able to get everything sorted out and onto this new server and that. So, I remember just how dire things were for the first few weeks and that, and how very close the site was to coming to potentially shutting down. So, and and for that, you know, thanks to all those who have helped contribute with the funding aspect to keep us going for a little while longer. So appreciate that.
And yeah, indeed, hopefully a lot longer if everything holds up with this funding as it appears to. So yeah, well, I guess after that, I started making plans for the, you know, more content. What can I do? You know, because I'm going to have a site for a considerable amount of time longer for the foreseeable future. So, hey, we're going to do stuff. And I guess on that note, you know, we are looking ahead to 2017 now. You know, things to look forward to. NBA Live 17, of course. You know, what's going to happen there? I want to do more video content. I did some more video stuff, but it kind of tapered off a little bit towards the end of the year. Again, trying to get all this other stuff done and sorting out things in my professional life, but I do want to get back to the videos. I've been avoiding just doing gameplay and talking about gameplay. I know that's very popular in the basketball gaming community, and I might try some of that, but I like to do the you know, the really produced videos where I do the narration and all the, you know, cutting the clips together and analytical and all that kind of thing. You know, if I wanted to rant, Ben, I'd get a podcast. If I wanted to talk off the top of my head incoherently, I'd get a podcast. Oh, that's right. That's what I'm doing right now. So I want to do some more of that. Bit more patching, of course. Friday, all my columns and everything, we've had that going. Again, yeah, we've had a pretty good run. Haven't missed a week of the Monday tip-off, Way Back Wednesday, Friday Five, or the podcast this year.
Yeah, so it's been a full-on year for the site.
Yeah, you know, even through the move, managed to keep that going. Hoping to keep that going next year, of course. More podcasts. Hopefully we can get some more special guests on next year. We didn't have any this year. Again, the compressed preview season, we couldn't get Leftos or anyone on from 2K. And with EA pushing stuff back, couldn't kind of get Sean or anyone else on. Hopefully we can get some more guests next year to talk about stuff. We'll certainly be reaching out, see what we can do. And more columns, of course, more video content. Definitely want to do that. Might be revamping the site design a little bit. We've been doing some preliminary stuff with that in the background. Nothing too major, just again spruce things up a little bit. So I did take some of the money from the donations and buy some premium stuff for the site to revamp it, so we can do some great new features. So looking forward to doing that. And yeah, one thing I would like to do is actually get some more discussion going in the comment sections on articles and also in the forum. I mean, that's a situation where we haven't had that conversations going as much. So yeah, I'd like to get that going again, if I can.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good plan. And yeah, I think something there should be done for the site. Things I'm looking forward to in regards to next year. Well, there's been some projects for the LNC that I've been working on, and that is actually some official NLSC merchandise.
Merch!
So there is some apparel being made at the moment. It's in the process of... It's in my factory right now getting made up. It's a couple items at this stage. It's a long sleeve t-shirt and two NLSC t-shirts. One in the black and one in the white version. So... yeah, they're currently in the works. I should have them early next year, or possibly within the next month. These items at this moment I have not put as urgent, because I'm getting a few other items made up at the same time, and I want them done properly. And because a couple of things aren't normally done in the normal template sort of process, like with the sublimation stuff, so things are being more custom made for in regards to it. So it would take a couple of extra weeks for it to get made, and well, getting it all sent out at once. So that way, you know, shipping costs and that for me for the, I suppose for the wearable samples that I'm getting made up, will be a lot cheaper in that sense, instead of having them come in like waves of maybe like two or three items and stuff like that. It's all going to be one in once, so that will save me a lot in terms of costing in the shipment factor. But it'll probably end of January, early February, I'll be sending in a second wave of stuff to go get made up. Again, a lot of this will contain LSC gear, and what's the plan is being actually able to sell this online through the LSE and hope, and eventually on my apparel website, with some of the money actually going to about $5 Australian per purchase to going and help funding the LSC website and that. So that way, you know, you're contributing not only just buying what I think is great merchandise and apparel, but also helping fund the LSC in return as well. So that's been the goal for a few months and stuff like that. There's plenty of items in the works or in the design process that I've made up or that I'm getting ready to send phases, because I'm also, like I said, getting other product made up at the same time. If I had the funding and stuff like I was hoping when I was initially starting this stuff, but given some of the health factors that I had in the last 4 years, I haven't had been able to have the proper 9-to-5 job. So that extra financial security and funding that the money that I could save that from all that hasn't been there. So I'm very much doing this on as little money as possible. So that's why it's taking a lot longer. So I apologize for that. But this
LSE... Hey, no, I mean, I obviously very much appreciate, you know, the offer to help with the funding. And I've seen the shirts and they're very cool. So it's going to be great when you get that launch and your site as well, you know, definitely. Because, of course, you do, you know, plug, obviously, because you do the apparel designs and the team jerseys and uniforms and everything, primarily for basketball, but also other sports, as I understand it. So, you know, obviously, stay tuned for that. You know, you should be following Ben and I on Twitter, at AndrewNLSC and at ArcaneNLSC. And is it at Arcane Apparel?
Yes,
is the business one?
Yep.
So you can check out some of the previews of the stuff that Ben's been putting out there. So yeah, it's gonna be cool to have that bit of merch, and you know, have people show some NLSC pride and be walking billboards for us.
Yes.
and show your support with some merch, and you know, and wear it with pride, and certainly, yeah, it'd be very cool to have some merch. And again, I've seen the shirt, so looking forward to that.
And I'll be posting, because I've shown some of the designs to some of the LSE staff members and that, so I'll be making it more public, especially when I actually start to get the actual product made in, so because I want to see how it translates from the template design to actual product made. So there's always a small, like it's not a full one-to-one sort of thing in that, so I wanted to sort of see how it replicates and translates from the design template to actual product in that. So in that way, you know, I can also see if things need to be adjusted or changed in that, like if it did, some things didn't turn out as well as hoping, because yeah, it's interesting designing from 2D to create something that's 3D with apparel and even footwear as well. It's learning and seeing how it all affects. Like even when I've had some other product made, it's sort of like, especially when I had my first polo shirt made up, that was the big one. It was like, how well does the rendering of the template or the design translate into it, with given how the processes and stuff are done and how the sleeve cuts and stuff like that is made. So
I'd imagine you want to sort of get that tested before you get a whole run of them as well.
Yes.
So that's a whole lot of you know, it's like the championship shirts of the team that lost. You know, they sort of go to the landfill, or
or several countries.
Yeah, it's
so this is very much my beta testing at the stage of the apparel. So yeah, and so hopefully very early next year, you'll start the community will actually get to see a lot of this product being made. We'll see the actual made product in that, and so that's when it will start to become publicly to be ready to sell in that sense. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to for me most in that sort of thing. Obviously, seeing what's happening with NBA Live, and that'll be good to sort of see just what their direction is and stuff like that. What they've been working so heavily on during this extra the time that they've had So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Oh, and obviously seeing what the Nike uniforms look with the NBA. Those are things that I'm looking forward to.
Indeed, and an NBA season, you know, the rest of, you know.
Yes.
And the playoffs, there's a lot of NBA season left to play, although suddenly we're all, a quarter through the season. Time flies. 2016 has really flown.
I know.
Yeah. So it's they say it happens as you get older, and it really does seem to be. And of course, I don't think I mentioned it in the forum or anything, but I actually got a capture card so that I can actually get some more footage off consoles. So looking forward to doing some more console stuff, you know, video features, basically, getting stuff off 360 and everything, because it's using emulators have been able to, you know, pop in my like NBA Live 2002 disc, for example, on PS2, and you know, get some screenshots and things for. On the PC, but actually being able to capture directly off the console now, which works a lot better, you know, obviously, and 360, you know, be able to connect that up with the HDMI on the capture card. Yeah, looking forward to playing around with that and making those new video features, keeping writing and doing the podcasts, and yeah, basically enjoying everything I'm doing, you know, having a bit of a hand in everything. I want to have a few more weeks where I can, you know, do a podcast, release a patch, write articles, and do a video. You know, just sort of do a little bit of everything each week, you know. And a bit of moderating in the forum, why not? But if but if you guys could all behave yourselves, that'd be fantastic, because that's less work for me.
I wouldn't mind getting back doing a little bit more video editing stuff. You know, if it's like another, you know, top 10 players sort of thing. Even if it's not once a week kind of thing, maybe it's just like once a month kind of thing. You know, it'd be something I'd like to get do a little bit more of, try a few different things, and in regards to some of the software stuff, and try and get better at it. So yeah, I do have big plans of both my clothing business and my 3D 4D modeling stuff that I'm doing, so that's definitely a time permitting stuff, obviously, if, you know, especially with the 3D 4D stuff. You know, if I get a few of those next year and stuff, then those are big money projects, so it's hard to sort of turn that down. So
yeah,
they definitely take a priority, but yeah, there is a few things I'd like to do. I'd even like to talk to you about doing like a little meme sort of thing, like, you know, like, yeah, sort of a GIF meme sort of little competition thing, like once every now and then as well. I have to sort of go back and think to what the original idea was and that, and if I still want to keep it that way and sort of expand upon it a little bit more, or just flesh out a bit more of what the goal of it is and what we could do with it. But yeah, it was supposed to be just a little bit of a comical side of thing, whether it be like a little caption thing, or, you know, if we find like a funny screenshot from a game or an actual NBA game where there's sort of like been a funny moment sort of thing, we could do like a whole capture thing, or, and, you know, the funniest one could win something, or, you know, just, yeah, something along the lines of that was the early stages from memory.
Absolutely. We'll have to pull some ideas and see what we can do, but looking forward to do some more original content, you know, because obviously we'll always have the patching community and supporting that, as always, and fantastic work being done there. We'll definitely be recapping stuff and mentioning updates here on the podcast, and want to do some more bulletins on the main page as well, highlighting what our modding community has been doing. But the original content, we're going to keep that flowing, because really enjoy doing that and talking about our basketball and basketball video games, especially. That is our core content. Yeah, it's 2016 wasn't everything I wanted it to be, you know, through some personal issues or, you know, challenges with the site, with the move and everything, but it's turned out okay at the end, and I'm looking forward, you know, you can't dwell on some of the bad things. I think you've got to move forward and to 2017, and I'm looking forward to making it a really good year for the NLSC, you know, even better, our best yet, hopefully.
I'm hoping so too, and I think we're sort of laying the groundwork in for that, and I think some of the stuff that we've done this year with the podcast and all that stuff has definitely helped with that. The fact that we've been so consistent with that this year, which has, yeah, been fantastic.
And again, thank you for everyone who does tune in. The numbers have been up. It's been great to see, and we hope the listenership continues to grow, and again, want to make sure that we really encouraging that discussion. And so, you know, let us know what you think about what we think, and you know, your take on the situations and everything. We want to have that that conversation going, whether it's the feature articles in the forum, response to the podcast, connect with us on social media, of course. You know, we want to have that connection with you guys, and we want to always be serving the basketball gaming community, whether it's the content we make and supporting our modding community, sending feedback to the developers, since we do have those contacts. You know, whatever we can do to provide you with great coverage of basketball games and to just give you some cool content and you know, help out with the development of future games in whatever capacity we can as a fan site, that's what we want to do. Hopefully you've enjoyed what we've done in 2016, and I really think we can bring you some special stuff in 2017 too, so looking forward to it.
Me too.
So I guess that's pretty much our year in review. A year that went by too quickly with some ups and downs, but a learning experience, maybe?
Yeah, I think just a few little small little hurdles and stuff like that, but we got through it in the end, and yeah, I think we started to set a good path for next year. So that's what I'm hoping, and you know, just not just with the few little things that we've sort of been doing for the site, but overall also in our personal stuff as well. So yeah.
So we are going to take a break over the holiday period. We'll probably be back first or second week of January to do another. Another 50 episodes, I guess, the weekly show we've managed to do. We'll be putting out more reminders about mailbag questions, topic suggestions, always welcome. Even if I don't put out a reminder, the threads there in the forum or the comments section on the news, on the bulletins on the main page, always open, you know, or hit us up on social media if there's something you'd like to hear us talk about. Usually if something happens in the news, it's something you can take as read that we're going to talk about it. But if there's something in particular you'd like us to focus on that's maybe a bit outside the box or a particular angle on a story, certainly, you know, shoot us the suggestion. We'll at the very least consider it and see if we have anything to say about it. But we'll take a break. We will be back. We will post a bulletin to let you know what's going on so that you can send in those topic suggestions and await the first podcast of 2017. I think that sort of brought us to the end of a year and a successful year, and thank you, Ben, for being such a great co-host.
No worries. Thank you for being an amazing administrator for the site, given the circumstances that we discussed earlier in this podcast, that the with the site hosting stuff, but also being a fantastic host on this podcast as well.
And of course, thank you for being a great friend, and hopefully one day we'll actually get to do this live and hang out some in the same house.
Yes, for sure. Oh, we also have to thank Kenny.
And Kenny, of course, for joining us. Yeah. Yes, and hopefully be back for more episodes next year as well.
Yes, I hope so. Who else have we had a guest appearance on this year as well? We've had.
I think that's just us. I think it's just been us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no. We didn't have sort of line up any guests this year because of the way the previous seasons were.
I thought we may have had like one of the other staff members on.
Not this year. It's just been us. It's been all Aussie Adventures once again. even more so once we brought Kenny on for the three of us. So yes, that's I guess kind of brought us to the end of not just this week, but an episode 190, but also the year. And if you enjoy listening to the NLC podcast, as always, we encourage you to subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can also find us on the Stitcher app for iOS and Android devices. Search NLC Podcast. That should be us. See the logo with a basketball and a microphone. That's definitely us. Or keep streaming the podcast on the NLC, of course. Connect with us on the aforementioned social media, at the NLC for Twitter, facebook.com/the NLC for what else? Facebook. And keep it locked to NBA-live.com for everything our modding community is doing, the original features, much more to come in 2017. Thank you for being part of this ride. Stick around. Great stuff in the future. But that will do it for 2016. I'm Andrew.
I'm Arcane.
And we'll see you in 2017. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone. Have a safe and happy new year.
Merry Christmas and happy new year and bold predictions.